In my opinion, the toughest thing that a young man faces, probably in his teens and 20s, is the decision to either become good with women and socially and then have zero money and be suffering for the next like decade and trying to chase it back, or to go after success, fitness, masculinity, improve as a man, do a full dedication to self-improvement, but then completely suck socially with women, have nothing lined up. But it's very autistic. It's something that I would do as well. It's just us as men, we have autism built into us. And the reason it stems from there is because we have an all or nothing approach. I'm going to go 100% into this one thing, and that's my entire focus, and I can't fit anything else into my brain because that's autism 101. That's what we do as men. But the best way to do it is the balance. Now, I see that's an obvious answer. However, I'll show you how to do it. It's a strategy I called take it as it comes. So your biggest focus in life should always be fitness, success, masculinity. Fitness, success, masculinity. That will get you everything else that you want in life. Now, here's the thing. Along the way, as you're doing that, you're going to improve as a person. You're going to improve as a man. You're going to become more attractive. More attention is going to come your way. More guys are going to ask you in the gym, what's your routine? What do you do? People are going to talk to you more because you're just that big alpha male with assets, a nice house. You're going to live in a nice area and stuff like that. So people are going to be interested in you. Naturally, that's going to open up more conversations. Naturally, that's going to get you more women. Okay? Everyone has this like approach of women of the devil. If I speak to her once, she's going to derail the entire operation. No, not every woman you meet is going to be your wife. You got to keep people at arm's length. Okay, imagine you're sparring, you're just throwing out jabs and you're just keeping people at bay. If a woman comes up to you on the street, which is rare, but she might come up to you and say, hey, I think you're really handsome, or she's smiling, she's looking at you, go and get a number. Go and have a chat with her, take her out for a coffee, have a little break from work. If 90% of the time you're working on your business, then you're just taking it as it comes. There's never going to be a problem. If a woman messages you on a Saturday night and says, hey, I want to come over, I miss you, come over. Enjoy yourself. You're not saying to her, I'm going to dedicate all my time to you. We're going to get married. We're going to have kids and I'm going to ruin everything that I'm working on. Just enjoy things as they come. Just be honest from the start. Be like, I'm not really looking for a commitment. Or, you know, if you're a religious guy, just be like, we can go for coffee, we can go for food. There is nothing wrong with fucking enjoying yourself, guys. There is nothing wrong with working for 27 days a month. And in those last 3 days, just going, I'm going to book a holiday to Barcelona. I'm going to take that woman. We're just going to have a little bit of fun. And then when I get back, I'm going to lock in again. I'm going to be super motivated. You've got to find that balance, and it's take it as it comes. What you're going to do, work your balls off for the whole month. And on the last day of the month, this beautiful woman says to you, hey, do you want to come over? And you're like, I should lock in. Go over there, go and have some fun, enjoy yourself, let off some steam, and enjoy the journey.